you give us an update on Nikita?
Nikita went with...
Skate to the base, kind of.
Broke his nose, yeah. Okay. Broke his nose.
Gotta be happy with the way your club responded in the third after the Jets get a couple of quick ones and seem to get some momentum there.
I was a little bit happy and unhappy with my team tonight, but at the end of the night, we found a way to win the game. We had some resilience, and we continued to play to the end of the game and worked real hard.
Can you offer a little bit more comment on the resiliency, Coach? A game that had five lead changes, I think, and obviously almost looked as though it was going to be last shot wins.
Well, it was a little bit of a race. I agree with that. But I thought that our penalty killers did a real good job tonight. Again, our goaltender was very good. Anderson and Zach Smith, Dogovins, Condra, and Jesse Winchester really did a good job killing penalties and ended up getting rewarded to get on the power play and score the goal. I think he ends up winning the game for us. So they really have done a good job for us on this road trip, and tonight they were by far our best line.
Smith said he thought you may have had to call his name twice to get out for the power play in the third period.
I think I actually called it three times before he got over the bench. But they did a good job. They played real hard tonight, and when players are playing hard, you have to reward them with an opportunity, and they were... they've been killing penalties for us all year long, doing a real good job, so we just felt it was give them an opportunity on the power play and see what they can do.
Too early to offer an update on Philip Kuba as well, Coach?
He's an upper body injury, to the best of my knowledge right now.
All right, what does that speak to the team, Coach, when you lose two players after one period? You're playing with 16 guys.
I think it was... it was a great credit to our team and our resiliency, and we bent a bit and bent a lot, but we didn't break. And at the end of the night, we found a way to win the game, and that's a great part of the learning curve for our team and learning how to win, especially learning how to win on the road.
And in a tough building like this.
Yeah, it was a tough building, and I thought the last 4 minutes we did a really good job of not giving up the neutral zone and not giving up our zone easily and making it difficult for them to get in and actually took some play to them a little bit as well.
Thanks, Coach.
You obviously played a lot of games and coached a lot of games, but when you're behind the benches watching a game like this, as nerve-wracking as it is,
it's way more fun playing. Way more fun playing. Than it is coaching it, to tell you the truth. As I said, I was a little bit of happy and unhappy with the team tonight as the game was going on, but I guess that's the course of the game. That's going to happen on most nights. But for the most part, overall, the team played real hard and competed and did a great job of winning a game on the road.
Are you surprised at all at how Erik Karlsson has developed in his second year? He's one of your leaders in ice time, and he's, the leading defenseman in scoring right now.
Well, I didn't know him in the past. I just had him this year, but I know that he's a real, real talented kid. He can really skate, and I think he showed those attributes tonight. He was able to skate the puck out of trouble on numerous occasions, and his growth is only going to be dictated on how much he pays attention and how hard he works at it.
Coach, you played 7 years here for the Winnipeg Jets. What's it been like to be back in the city? I mean, you might not have been here for that long. I'm leaving right away, but what's it like to be back in Winnipeg now that the NHL's back here?
Well, I was real excited about it as soon as I heard it this summer, and anytime I can get back to Winnipeg, it's a great feeling for me. I always get a warm feeling no matter what the temperature is when I come to Winnipeg. I had a lot of good memories here, not only from my playing career, but from my family standpoint. I had my youngest son was born here in Winnipeg, and it's always has a warm spot in my heart, and I'm really glad that the fans here that were so good to me in my years in the NHL have an opportunity to cheer for the NHL again, and I think it's great for the NHL.